When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The idea behind the show is simply asking guests what they would tell a stranger on a plane if they were sitting next to them and the stranger asked them for advice.
The scenery is passing very fast, but the seer is constant. The one who's seeing is the same.
Let me appreciate you for asking a question that I haven't been asked after 2,500 or so interviews over the years.
You have to drop the EGO, which is everyone's greatest obstacle.
2008, Grant and I had been married for 4 years. I was pregnant with my first child. The economy was collapsing, and we were on the verge of losing everything financially.
So exciting to be back, and I say be back with Marcy Shimoff. I say be back because I've had the opportunity to interview her in the past, and so I know how exciting this is going to be. I'm super stoked because I haven't asked her, I don't think, any of the questions I'm about to ask her today. So Marcy, I'm super excited to have you here, and I'm going to start in with what I'll call, well, you know what, because I only get to ask a few questions with this show, I was going to say I started with some pretty deep questions. I'm going to lead my way in. So I want to ask you first and foremost about, I think you're probably a reader. I can probably make that conclusion. And if you are, I want to ask you, is there a book that changed your life and that you recommend to other people? And if so, why?
Well, there are so many. I mean, it's really, really hard to say. You know, when I was a teenager, I read a book by Sammy Davis Jr. called Yes, I Can. And it was a long book, 550 pages of his story of how he created the success that he did. And it was so inspiring to me. And I love music, and I used to work in a theater, live theater. I was a usher, and I got to meet Sammy Davis Jr. And I just, stories about people's lives who have overcome obstacles and made it are great. And then there's the other end of the spectrum, which are the books that talk about universal principles, the universal principles of success. Two in particular were very big for me. One was by a woman named Florence Scovel Shinn, and it was called The Game of Life and How to Play It. And I love that book. It's a skinny little book that I think has the nuggets of success in life in it. And then another book by Catherine Ponder around the same time. I mean, I think these women were in the 1920s, maybe, was a book called The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity. And those, there's a little trilogy for you of very kind of different sources, but books that really have inspired me in my earlier years.
I never expected. So the reason I was snickering and the reason I said, wow, is I never expected Sammy Davis Jr. to be in the list, in the sense that I've asked that question all throughout different interviews I've done, different shows. I don't know how many times, but over 1,000 times probably. I've never had Sammy Davis Jr. yet. So thank you for bringing something new into the mix. I love it. That's amazing.
Happy to have brought something new.
Awesome. And so I said deep questions. This one here, maybe a bit deeper. It's around this idea, Marcy, of this big word we call legacy. And I do, you know, I've asked this question a lot of times about what legacy is to people. And what I've uncovered and discovered is that for some people, it's about what happens without us saying so. And it just kind of happens sort of either after we're gone or maybe what happens behind our back when we're not around. And then the other side is I have people say, no, you have to direct your legacy and decide what you want it to be to create a legacy of your choosing. I'd love to get your thoughts, because that's two sides of a fence. Which side are you on, or in general, what legacy means to you?
Yeah, legacy to me means living my absolute best life, doing what I am here to do on the planet. And by doing that, by living a life that's completely true to myself, aligned with my soul, doing what I'm here to do, that in itself, I believe, will leave a legacy. Whatever legacy is meant to be left with from that offering, from my work. For some people who are artists, it's a different kind of a legacy, but it's you doing your thing on the planet, and it leaves its mark where it's meant to leave its mark. Now, I also believe in directing the energy there, because if I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing on the planet, I know who I'm supposed to be doing it for. I mean, specifically for me, I feel like from a young age, I got this idea, this phrase would come into my head, messenger to the masses. And that's what I feel like I've been here to do is help, especially women, inspire women to lead their best life. So whatever it is you're here to do, that's your legacy. That's, if you follow that, that will create your legacy.
Amazing. I love that. Well, and now so there's a couple of questions I want to start winding down with. One, I call the time machine question. It's as simple as it sounds, but if you could jump into a time machine and talk to a younger version of yourself and give her some life advice, what do you think you might tell a younger Marcy?
Oh man, I would tell your younger Marcy, ease up. Don't be so critical and harsh on other people and on yourself. That the real way, I think, to having more joy and love and success in your life is to appreciate what is working, to appreciate yourself for what is good, rather than judging and criticizing yourself, to find what's going right. You know, there's a saying, what we appreciate appreciates. And I've found that that's very true in terms of our relationship with other people, and especially true of our relationship with ourselves. So my advice to myself would be, you know, send yourself a lot more appreciation, compassion, patience, love, kindness, and don't think that that harsh criticism is the way that you're going to move forward in life.
Amazing. I'm going to follow it up with the passenger question that I've been teasing. And so the passenger question is simply this. If you're sitting on a plane next to a stranger, they leaned over and said, hey, I need some advice. What do you got? You know, they might not say it that way, but they lean over and say, whether they know who you are or not, I need some life advice. What can you share with me? I'm curious what you might tell that stranger on a plane.
I'd probably tell them two things, and I've alluded to both of them, but I'll kind of sum it up more here. The first one is, I would say, listen to yourself and follow your passions. You are on the planet for a reason. Follow what your heart tells you, not what everybody else is telling you. What makes you come alive? There's a wonderful quote by Howard Thurman that goes, don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do that. Because what the world needs is people who've come alive. And I so believe that if we all did what sparks us, imagine what kind of a planet we'd live in. That's the first answer I would give. And the second answer I've also alluded to is, I think the most powerful energy on the planet, and this is a planet of energy, and the most powerful energy on the planet is the energy of love. And what moves us forward in life is that energy of love. Love for what it is we're doing on the planet, love for the people that we are surrounded by, and love for ourselves. That is the energy to live life in.
Amazing. So there's never enough time. With your permission, I'm going to call it a to be continued. And I'm going to ask you, of course, maybe the most important question, but how can people learn more about your work, what you do, if they want to reach out to you, what does that all look like? Do you have a heart to send people?
Absolutely. So I have two places you can go. One is called youryearofmiracles.com. Youryearofmiracles.com. I lead people on a one-year journey to live a miraculous life in every area of their life. And I also have another site called Happy for No Reason. And it's about how to raise your happiness set point. So both of those places you can reach me. And you know, Corey, if I could have 5 seconds to share one last thought. Is that
absolutely
all right?
100%.
People always ask me, isn't it selfish to want to follow your passions and live your dreams? You know, what about the world? Don't we need to be concerned about the world? And my answer is, you know, they wonder, is it selfish? My answer is, it's the least selfish thing that you can do, because when you are living your most fulfilled life, it helps the planet. And I basically love to summarize that with a Chinese proverb that goes like this. It says, when there is light in the soul, there will be beauty in the person. When there is beauty in the person, there will be harmony in the house. When there is harmony in the house, there will be order in the nation. And when there is order in the nation, there will be peace in this world. My wish for every single one of us is that we know that light in our soul. And through that, we help create more peace here on this planet of ours.
Marcy Shamoff, this has been an absolute pleasure, which I knew it would be. I knew you'd rise to the occasion, especially with this shorter style interview. So I thank you so much. I honor you. I celebrate you. And I'll continue to wave the flag for all the great things you're doing.
Oh, thank you, Corey. Great to be with you.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.